radio.com. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, concerns were raised as a new junior inference class in Naas was without a teacher for the new school year. Earlier in the year, the Department of Education requested an extra junior infant class for St Corbin's Boys National School due to an excess of students in the school during the current school year. However, the Department of Education said that it will not be providing an extra teacher despite asking for an extra junior infant class to be done. The school had submitted an appeal to the Primary Staffing Appeals Board, but the appeal was unsuccessful. And one of the parents of a junior infant or a child who is due to start that junior infant class in September, Lucy Stokes, said that the parents are stressed and angry about the situation. She doesn't know if her child will be starting junior infants in St Corbin's National School now because of this. The school told parents it had two options due to the refusal, including cancelling the class, which leaves 25 children without a place, or redeploying one of its two first class teachers. However, if you're, you know, putting one of the first class teachers in with a huge class, it will be 34 children to one teacher. And the school itself said that this would put the pupils at a disadvantage. The class would be way above the department's average pupil to teacher ratio of 23 to 1. A reminder, if they were to use one of the first class teachers to teach this junior infants class, it would be a ratio of 34 to 1. Many councillors have raised concern over the issue, especially those in the Naas Municipal District here. And the likes of Fintan Brett, Bill Clear, and many other TDs and ministers have also raised this issue. And more recently, just this week, it was raised by Kildare North TD Nisha O'Cruel in the Dáil. We have that audio played here.
Minister, there has been a significant increase in the population in Naas, and that has meant that the Department of Education requested St Corbin's National School in Naas to increase its enrolment for September to enrol an additional 25 students. The school is more than happy to do so. They applied for a grant for furniture and they have a classroom ready, but the department will not allocate a teacher. They are only allocating 19 teachers when they need 20. The department need to allocate an additional teacher to ensure the 25 children have a school place in September, and I appreciate you liaising with the Minister and the department on this.
Grimaldi. Thank you, Deputy Minister, please.
Thank you, Deputy O'Cruel, for raising this important issue for St Corbin's. As you know, the primary staffing schedule is designed to operate in a very clear and transparent way, ensuring that all schools are treated equally regardless of their location. With over 3,000 primary schools across the country, it's essential that every school is treated fairly, and that's what the department is seeking to do. As you know, the enrolment of St Corbin's decreased from 498 in September 24 to 460 in September 25 to 460. That's the basis of which schools are allocated the teachers. And then the attrition can happen in a further year. I know it's often the year after that the demand can arise. But I'll ask that representatives from the Department of Education continue to engage with the school on the issue that you've raised.
So that was raised by Deputy O'Cruel in the Dáil. Again, not really much of an answer. They're just saying what we were told a few weeks ago as well. This issue was also raised by the Independent Senator Aubrey McCarthy in the Shannon yesterday, and he has requested the Minister for Education to urgently revisit the decision. We also wanted to follow up with the Department of Education in relation to this. We sent an email approximately two weeks ago, I would say, and then earlier this week I had still not received a response, so I did request them to respond, and they did get back after 11 days. So in a statement to KFM News, the Department of Education said the department's staffing schedule clearly sets out for all schools how teachers are allocated. The key factors for determining the level of staffing resources provided at individual school level are the staffing schedule for the relevant school year and pupil enrolments on the previous 30th of September. Additional mainstream teachers are allocated when pupil numbers increase above the thresholds set out in the schedule. The school's projected enrolment for September 2026 remains below the threshold for a 20th mainstream teacher. Where pupil numbers are below these thresholds, school organise their classes to operate within the existing teacher allocation, which is sufficient to ensure a mainstream class teacher for all pupils. The statement also continues, this this staffing schedule operates in a transparent manner and treats all similar types of school equally. St Corbin's National School does not meet the criteria for the allocation of a 20th mainstream classroom teacher under the primary staffing schedule, and accordingly commitment was not given by the DEY, the Department of Education and Youth, to provide same. The question here is that the Department of Education requested for an additional junior infants class to be put in for St Corbin's National School, and yet they are saying that, well, it still doesn't meet the threshold to bring in a 20th mainstream teacher. I don't know whether there was joint up thinking in that decision or not, because surely if they were asking for an extra junior infants class, they probably were thinking, well, they could do with an extra teacher, and yet somehow they're still saying, well, actually you don't meet the criteria for enough students, so therefore you are not having an extra teacher. Now, again, we were also speaking to the Minister for Higher Education, James Lawless, about this issue 2 weeks ago on the show. And that same day, he visited St Corbin's, to which we requested a follow-up of that meeting. And he sent us in a voice note of that update, what discussions were had once meeting with St Corbin's National School in Naas.
The situation in St Corbin's is very frustrating, and I've been involved with it since May when Principal Drew brought it to my attention. It seems that the Department of Education asked the school to take on an extra class, and the school naturally presumed they would have a teacher to go with that class. And when it comes down to this September, they've been told they don't have that teacher. So John Drewitt asked me to help out a few weeks ago, and of course I was happy to get involved. And I immediately went to Minister Hildegard Nocton, Minister for Education, and asked what the situation was. She explained that the Department of Education numbers, even though the school has taken on an additional junior infants class, they've also lost a number of children over the year. So when the netted out, the school still falls below the threshold for a 20th teacher. Teacher numbers are always done on the basis of school population overall. It is very frustrating, and it is a little bit unique, because the school now will be having 20 different classes, but only has the numbers on paper for 19 teachers. And that's because there's a big discrepancy in class sizes across the school population. So I've said all this to Minister Hildegard Nocton, and I arranged last week for the principal to meet with senior management in the Department of Education. I've also spent significant time working with the chair of the board and the principal myself, trying to explore various solutions that presented, and I've put a number of options to them and invited them to explore it, and I stand ready to help them further. Is there anything else that I can do to assist?
That was Minister James Lawless in relation to that update of St Corbin's Boys National School in Naas. Again, that's all the information we have at the moment. By the sounds of it, it doesn't really seem like the Department of Education are budging on allocating another teacher for the school. But again, if we have any updates, or if any other councillors, ministers, TDs also have